Do we say God's name when we learn Torah?
Yes.
Ha'im evatim shem Hashem be'et limud. Lamanu she'asur la'azkir et shem Hashem levatala. We have learned it is forbidden to mention God's name in vain. In fact, the Sfarim say that this is a little bit a taste of the Ten Commandments being nullified, because it says don't say God's name in vain. And even though it's not really biblically saying God's name in vain if you say God's name, but rabbinically it's forbidden. Really, that only refers to swearing. Is it the Ten Commandments in name. But in any case, it's rabbinically forbidden to say God's name in vain. What we have to clarify is, when is it considered actually saying God's name in vain and when not?
When you say Yud.
And is it only Yud K, Vav K? Is it any of the names of God? When you're davening, you have to say the name of Hashem. Certainly that's part of davening. That's not in vain. And when you're learning Tanakh, you should read them with God's name. We don't say the actual Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we say Ado.
Yeah.
Right.
When
you're davening, you say Ado Mai. And when you're saying Hashem's, when you're learning Torah, when you're learning Psukim and Chumash, you also say God's name. When you're learning Shlaim Ekki, you say God's name. I'm learning Gemara when it quotes a pasuk from the Chumash.
Yeah.
Should we say them as are written in the pasuk, or should we say Elokim imkom Elo, veHashem imkom Ado? The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Tet Vav that you can say God's name when you're quoting, learning Gemara, and you're quoting a pasuk. Could say God's name because it's part of the Torah. Many people nonetheless hesitate to say God's name when you're learning Gemara. El Makom Shenemar Pasuk Adona Omrim Hashem. Instead, they say Hashem. Uveshem Hashesh Bem Ot Hashem Machlifim Oto Bim Bot Kuf. And when you have Hashem, you say Kuf instead of Hashem. Elokim instead of Elo. Mashal Makom Elokim Omrim Okim. Makom Elokeinu. Eloheinu, you say Elokeinu. Umakom Yud Kei, you say Ka. And there were posts like the Aruch HaShulchan that said this is a good practice. But most posts came like the Yaivitz and the Igris Moshe and the Chavis Das say actually it would be better when you're learning Gemara to say the actual name of Hashem. Because you're learning Torah, so say Elohim and don't say Elohim. Are you learning Halacha even though?
Yeah.
So this is a machlokes poskim, whether it's better to say it with God's name or not with God's name when you're learning Gemara or Halacha and not Chumash. But Talmud muskeret gam brachos menechleku poskim lekrotam toch hazikrat shem shemayim elo. When you're learning Gemara, sometimes you mention a bracha. Brachat Hashem shakol ni abdivara. So should you learn it with Hashem's name or should you say Hashem? According to the Yavetz, you should actually say God's name. Like Ben, you shouldn't mention God's name. It would be like saying God's name in vain if you did this, and therefore, you better not to. Rova is going to say, okay. So then you say Hashem instead of Adonai, Elokeinu instead of Elo, with a hey. But when you're teaching a bracha to someone who doesn't know how to bless, as I makrim lefanav the bracha to chazikat Hashem, then we will say God's name. Even he should say it with God's name. And then later, when he actually knows it already, then he says Hashem Elokeinu. But in the beginning, he should actually say Yud Kei Vav Kei, the real thing. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. When he's learning, you have to say it Baruch Ata Ado, so that he gets into a habit of saying it. Not Yudke, never Yudke, Vavke, just Ado. Okay, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. What about if you're giving a drasha and you're mentioning you're taping davenings, and you're let's say I sometimes train people how to do Kabbalat Shabbat.
Say the right thing.
So should we say the whole thing or not? And can I erase God's name if I already said God's name? Is another good question. So the Moshe Feinstein Paskins like Daniel, probably Daniel Paskins like Moshe Feinstein, that yes, you are allowed to say God's name when you're doing the recording. There's no problem. Just make sure that you're, when you're listening to it, you're listening to it in a pure place, not in a dirty place. That would be inappropriate. That's what the Igros Moshe writes.
Wait, can you delete your recording?
What about erasing the recording? Dasra of a postgame chain is an isser. According to most postgame, it's not a problem. Because there's no the name of God in a mamish type of way. Nonetheless, are those who said that there's a little bit of a pagam of erasing God's name. Shamati Marab Mordechai Eliyahu, and I heard from Rebbe Mordechai Eliyahu, the Tzal Alach L'Maisa, she'ein latchil et ha'mechikia mishem Hashem. You shouldn't start the erasing from the name of God. Aval im atchim et ha'mechikia l'vneken, but if you're just doing a general erasing, harei she'mechikia begroma v'ein v'eser, so then the erasing is only a groma, it's an indirect cause, and it's not usher. So therefore, that is a halacha for today. Again, saying Hashem's name is fine during Pesukim, probably even more appropriate during Pesukim, during Davening, but during Gemara Machlokes, or Chishoch and everybody else. And we also said, if it's for a recording, it's allowed, but for erasing, probably better not to do it from the beginning of the erasing.
Same words.
Yeah.
Same with typing on a screen, right?
Typing with the same is another similar discussion. He talks about it, we should learn it, where it's not so clear that you should erase God's name, it might be a problem, it might not
down,
be.
Even if you scroll down, his name goes up. So it's not on the screen anymore, but in case you didn't delete it. So.
Right, so that's a question. That's a different question. It's not really deleting.